Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday night.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. Happy Wednesday night as well.
Yeah, Laurent is here with me.
Is it Wednesday? Yeah, it is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday night, yes. let me give you a link. I should have already done that. I was just sitting here doing nothing. But you'll never know because there's the link already. So this is the link to where we are in reginadonacres.com. We're looking at July 2005. So I'll give you guys a minute to get to that link. And I'll just go ahead and start with our opening prayer. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for, again, all of the wonderful gifts it is giving to us. I know from the emails I receive from people, as well as things that I see posted, I know that right now a lot of people are feeling showered by the Holy Spirit's gifts. A lot of people. And I'm really, really thankful for that. I know that Laurent and I are feeling that way as well. I'm really thankful for that. So I just want to say thanks. And then, of course, ask the Holy Spirit to help us tonight to continue the receiving of those gifts by helping us to see whatever is most helpful for us to see and to realize whatever is most helpful for us to realize. And again, I just got to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because my heart is so full of that right now. So thank you. Amen. There we go. And by now you may be at reginadonacres.com. What you can do is just scroll down on the page that I gave you. And you want to scroll down to Sunday, July 17th, 2005. It's titled, I Choose to Put Illusions Aside. Sunday, July 17th, 2005. And what I'm going to do is just begin reading this, and then we'll see what comes up. Right now, I don't at all remember anything about it, so we'll see what comes up as I read. Here we go. I choose now to put all idols and illusions aside, regardless of the form they seem to take, for all form is the same. It is a deception intended to keep me apart from myself. Okay, before I continue, because I'm still not remembering the specific day, but I do know what this is. Holy Spirit, from time to time, used to give me what some people might call affirmations. I don't know if that's exactly the right word for it, but some people might call them affirmations. They were things that the Holy Spirit wanted me to say to myself, accept into my heart. The primary purpose of these things, it seemed to have either one purpose or the other. One would be to increase my willingness or my desire to awaken. The other would be to increase my awareness or my mind watching. And so this is one of those affirmations that Holy Spirit gave me. So a gift from Him for me to say to myself. So with that said, let me go ahead and start it again. I choose now to put all idols and illusions aside, regardless of the form they seem to take, for all form is the same. It is a deception intended to keep me apart from myself. Today, I choose again. I choose to see form as meaningless and love as real. I will ask love to give meaning to form by not putting another meaning there first. There is only one God, and all things are seen within God. All else is simply false. Today I choose truth because I am truth. Today I lay down my arms and choose to love myself as me. And I think that the middle paragraph especially caught my attention right now, because it seems like recently I made a post with a similar thought in it. The post about not placing meaning on things, that if we are willing not to place meaning on something, that meaning can be given. But if we use our thinking mind to put our own meaning there first, then of course any meaning that Holy Spirit may give us is blocked. And so that stood out to me in this middle paragraph. I choose to see form as meaningless and love as real. I will ask love to give meaning to form by not putting another meaning there first. Lord Blue, I notice you have your hand up. Go ahead and share what you have to share. Is Jesus an idol? Wow, damn good question. Yeah, Jesus certainly can be an idol. To say Jesus is an idol as a statement of fact would not be appropriate. So I'm not going to say yes, but I'm going to say yes, Jesus can be an idol. In fact, in my personal experience, when I was writing the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, of course, the first thing that we did was the interpretation of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are, of course, the Gospels and all about Jesus. What happened to me on the day that I finished John was that I received an email, which was quite lengthy, which had the purpose of proving that Jesus never existed, that Jesus was completely made up. And I read this email and immediately started to panic because, first of all, it was very convincing. You know, it was very convincing, and I really began to panic, and it seemed like, well, I guess I didn't know why I was panicking. Holy Spirit helped me to see that later. But what actually was happening was that there was a connection in my mind between Jesus and truth that I wasn't aware of. A connection in my mind between Jesus and truth. And in this way, Jesus was an idol for me. And when I seemed to read something that said that Jesus didn't exist ever, you know, in the world, that he was a completely made-up character, I became panicked because that meant for me that the truth was an illusion. And I was very, very afraid. And I went through a lot of suffering that day, a lot of suffering. It was very difficult for me to go through the pain that I was feeling that day. But the next morning when I woke up, Holy Spirit helped me to see that I had made Jesus an idol by helping me to see the connection that I had made between his seeming existence and truth. And Holy Spirit helped me to see that what I was doing was I was saying, if this person did not exist in illusion, or if this illusion isn't true, then the truth cannot be true. And helped me to really look at that. If this illusion is not true, then the truth cannot be true. And helped me to see that I was saying something had to be true within the illusion. The story of Jesus had to be true, or the truth couldn't be true. And helped me then to let go of that connection in my mind between Jesus and truth. And if you read NTI, after John, even within John, actually, Jesus is then referred to as a symbol. And Holy Spirit continues to use that symbol. But the connection for me, the connection between Jesus and truth has been broken. So for me, Jesus is no longer an idol. I hope that answers the question okay. Yeah, great. Thank you, Lord Blue. All right, then. Tell you what. Why don't we go back to reginadonacres.com? And what we can do is just scroll up to Monday, July 18th, 2005. And it looks like something else Holy Spirit gave me in kind of a poem form. So let me read this. Even this day is blessed, as all days within dreams are blessed, by one who comes only to bless. Call on this one when you seem to be in pain and ask for his blessing. He will give it. Call on this one when you seem to be in fear and ask for his blessing. He will give it. Call on this one when you seem to be justified in anger and ask for his blessing. He will give it. And call on this one in gratitude when you know his peace and his love, and he will lead you to share it. It's nice, huh? Very simple. Again, just something that just one of the little gifts, one of the many little gifts that Holy Spirit has given me. This one, I'm imagining, you know, nicely embroidered on a piece of cloth and hanging in a frame in somebody's house, somebody's grandma's house, probably. I think that would be a great place for this one.
To make a nice idol out of it.
A nice idol out of it, yeah. That's funny, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's a nice little poem, so thank you, Holy Spirit, for this gentle little gift.
It was just a joke.
Yeah, I know. Okay, scrolling on up. It looks like we have another one. Looks like I was receiving lots of little gifts from Holy Spirit during this time. So scrolling up to Tuesday, July 19th, I have one called Listen in Peace. Listen in peace for the voice that is still and quiet, for it comes to you in peace. Listen quietly for the purpose of peace. It rests gently and patiently within you. Let all of your trials and tribulations be used for learning the purpose of peace, and you shall be blessed by them all. Nothing can hurt the one who has given everything to Christ, for everything now has the purpose of realizing love as whole, complete, and without end. Look inside yourself for the answer. It exists nowhere else. Extend the answer in peace. It extends in no other way. Love your neighbor as yourself, because he is. There is no other truth but this. Accept your truth in peace to know and love thyself in eternity. I don't remember a lot around writing this except for one thing. I remember writing the line, love your neighbor as yourself because he is. And I remember a lot of resistance to writing that down. Because again, if you know the history of Regina, then you know that Regina did not know oneness as an experience until writing NTI Ephesians. And this, when we're looking at July of 2005, is before I even began writing NTI. So for me at this point, oneness was just a word on a page. My total experience, my total awareness was separation. That was all that I knew. And so I remember having a lot of trouble writing, love your neighbor as yourself because he is. Because to me at that time, there was no truth in that statement, and I had a lot of trouble writing that. And I know that Holy Spirit has had me write that at least two or three other times since then. In fact, that particular line, I believe, is actually in NTI somewhere. Love your neighbor as yourself because he is. So I suppose Holy Spirit, of course, was aware of the resistance I had to this line and so had me put it in other places as well. I no longer feel any resistance towards that statement at all. Anything you want to say, Laurent?
Well, it's the goal. It's not just you, you know. It's the goal of all illusion. The goal of all illusion was to separate ourselves from God, and then to see the bodies as a reflection of that one wish to be separate. So, of course, I will be separate from all the bodies. So the actually one of the last thing you know that comes up is to realize that I and my brother are one. Mm. First, we might start with I and God are one, and then I and my brother are one. But it's a pretty when you recognize this, the whole world doesn't have any meaning anymore because you see a different. You know, I'm like I look different than you. I'm not you. I'm a man. You're a woman. We don't look alike, so we're definitely not the same. Yeah. So as soon as I will start recognizing you as the same as me.
Yeah, we were reading in NTI Luke this morning when I taught Awakenings, and I don't remember the exact words, but I do remember the gist. When we were reading NTI Luke chapter 10, it said something like, to love God, to love your brother, and to love yourself is all the same. This is the one lesson I come to learn. I believe that probably was the exact words.
It is so far away from what our body's eyes are showing us.
Yeah.
That it's that it's a major one. So,
all right. So, love your neighbor as yourself because he is. Steve, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just remembering a line that we've been reading half a dozen times, I guess, from the message of truth that Tom Carpenter got from Jesus when our brother from when they were putting together the Bible. And there's a line in there where it says, "And it was Tom's experience," and he noticed that. Loving my brother, loving my neighbor as myself was becoming, for him and for other people in different religions, conditional on my brother understanding words the same way that he did. You know, that was when they were making the Bible, they were, you know, everybody wanted their special, most holy words in there and stuff. And at that point, he realized that he was judging other brothers if they were getting the same message from Holy Spirit that they were and stuff, so he put the
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
If you scroll up now on ReginaDonAkers.com, it looks like there's a long, long message. It's called Personal Help for Me, so I'm guessing I was going through something here. Before we begin, I notice Lord Blue has his hand up, so go ahead, Lord Blue, give me what you got. Let's see. Who is this one? Holy Spirit? God? Okay, so in the previous poem, call on this one. Who is this one? Holy Spirit? God? That's a difficult question for me to answer, and the reason it's a difficult question for me to answer is because I'm being asked to give an answer in form. I'm being asked to give an answer using words, and there isn't a right or wrong answer. So I can say, yes, that one is Holy Spirit. I can say, yes, that one is God. I can say, yes, that one is your higher self. You know, when you get into different theologies, we all know that A Course in Miracles points out that if you want to find conflict, that you can. When you get into different theologies, the words are used differently. And so when we start getting at the level of form, at the level of words, what we can do is start arguing. But to me, those words are completely, completely meaningless now. I personally tend to still use the word Holy Spirit. It seems to be the word that I was given to use. But if somebody else was to tell me that the one was God, I would never, ever even consider arguing with them, because I know we're talking about the same thing. If somebody else was to tell me that the one was their higher self, I would never, ever consider arguing with that one, because I know we were talking about the same thing. So I can't answer the question because I'm being asked to answer in form, and there really isn't an answer in form. The next question is, who do you pray to? Again, my language, I use the words Holy Spirit, but that's completely meaningless. It's only a symbol. Hope that answered your questions okay. So now Jesus is not an idol, and now Holy Spirit is not an idol. God is not an idol. Higher self is not an idol. We've just whacked them all right out of the ballpark. So let's go see what my personal problem was on July 20th, 2005. It looks like from the length of the message that I was really struggling quite a bit, so we'll look at this. Here was my question. You have helped me to see that I have made an idol, here we go with idols, of the foundation for the awakening mind. I see the fear that is hidden in my mind beneath the thought of that idol, and I see the fear that my idol will betray me, and I will be forced to face all that I dread. Holy Spirit, what would you share with me now? All right. So let's talk about why the foundation for the awakening mind was an idol for me at that time. First of all, you know, if we go back a little bit, some of you know that I was clearly guided to leave my job and to join with the foundation for the awakening mind as caretaker. That guidance did not come with details. Any details that were added to that guidance afterwards were added by the thinking mind. And this is really important to realize, because we can all make this mistake. The guidance was simply, leave your job and join with the foundation. You know, I was also guided to actually specifically move here, so I can include that as well. But there wasn't a lot of detail. In my mind, out of fear, using thinking, I added a lot of details to that. You know, I began to imagine how long my money was going to last, the money that I had. I began to imagine that after my money made out, that I would then be supported by the foundation, such as other people have been, such as David is, such as Kathy Martin had been. I began to imagine that I would stay with the foundation until Jasmine graduated high school. That way I would know we would always have financial security until that point. I made what one might call a 10-year commitment to David based on these imaginings. None of that was guidance. That was all stuff I layered on top of it. And as I began to talk to David about these plans, and I saw that he was not in alignment with them, that's when I became very afraid, and that's when Holy Spirit started pointing out to me the difference between my guidance and this other stuff that I had layered on top of it out of fear, and had shown me that what I had done was that I had made the foundation for the awakening mind an idol by imagining that it would be there for my future security in the world. Total planning. I mean, you can see how the planning went out 10 years. Definitely not taking each moment at a time, definitely not following guidance. So that's really where this is coming from. So again, the question. You have helped me to see that I have made an idol of the foundation for the awakening mind. I see the fear that is hidden in my mind beneath the thought of that idol, and I see the fear that my idol will betray me, and I will be forced to face all that I dread. Holy Spirit, what would you share with me now? Answer, give up your idol. Let it go completely in your mind. Answer, or questioner, when I think of doing that, I feel the fear come rushing into my mind, and yet I see clearly now that placing my faith in the foundation is like building my house on a foundation of straw. I am grateful to have come to this realization. Can you help me now? Can you somehow help me with my fear? So it's kind of funny here. You can see the split mind at work. I'm totally aware that I've made it an idol. I'm also totally aware, especially based on conversations with David, that it ain't never going to work the way I had it planned. And yet, even though it's crashing down, this house of straw is coming crashing down, the big bad wolf has definitely blown on it, it's crashing down, I still want to cling to it even as it's falling. So it's kind of funny what the ego will do. I want to cling to nothing. And of course, it's causing me all kind of pain trying to cling to nothing. So Holy Spirit says, look beyond your idol to what it represents. All form is illusion. An illusion is a symbol of thought. All thought is based upon a purpose, and it is the purpose that makes the symbol what it is. If the purpose of the foundation is to protect you from your littleness, it will surely fail because you have placed your faith in littleness and lack, thereby making it so. Your experience will be the experience you have asked for. If you place faith and belief in littleness and lack is what you will experience. What is the purpose of the foundation for the awakening mind for you? And so I answered, I do seek security, but more than that, I saw it as a stepping stone, a way to be, notice the word, protected while my faith in you grows. This is why I've never seen it as permanent. I saw it as lasting only as long as I needed security while I raised Jasmine, and then I could give myself to you fully. What would you like me to see now? I am eager to hear your word and have these thoughts corrected in my mind. Answer, are you willing to follow me wherever I lead you now? Is there something I could ask of you to which you would say no? If there is anything that you would keep from me, to keep for yourself, to handle in your way, you are choosing separateness. And of course, specifically what he's referring to is I'm coming up with my own plans for security. So that's something I'm keeping from Holy Spirit. I'm not trusting Holy Spirit. I'm saying I need to make sure that I'm going to have security in the world because I don't trust you, Holy Spirit. I don't trust you, Holy Spirit. That's what I'm saying. So again, Holy Spirit says, if there is anything that you would keep from me to keep for yourself to handle in your way, you are choosing separateness. Stepping stones can be delay tactics. And it's funny, he does, or at least I put in can be. I'm sure that's how I understood that. Because many things are stepping stones. And in fact, often we're on a stepping stone and we don't even realize it till we look back on it and we realize that was a stepping stone. That took me to the next place. But if we are consciously choosing the stepping stone, that's a delay tactic. So it's all about where did the stepping stone come from? Is it something that happened naturally within the flow of my spiritual path? Or is this something my thinking mind decided I needed as a stepping stone? If my thinking mind is deciding I need this stepping stone, it's actually just a delay tactic. It's an ego trick. So Holy Spirit says, stepping stones can be delay tactics. They may seem helpful, but the one they seem helpful to is the one called ego. They are helpful because they keep you satisfied with the dream. They allow you the illusion of getting closer to me while still remaining apart. Within the stepping stones, you are still carefully protecting that which you feel must be yours alone. Now is not the time for denial. Look carefully at what you believe and see it clearly for what it is. You must face it directly if you are to give it up, for you cannot give up that which you deny and conceal. And as you look, I am with you, holding your hand in love, faith, and certainty. And so I said, okay, please help me to do this honestly and without denial. And then I began to look at my mind and make a list. I believe that Jasmine and I are real and separate from you. I believe that I am responsible for protecting Jasmine and me. I believe that if I don't protect us, we are at the mercy of a merciless world. I also believe Jasmine is my enemy, which leaves me alone and separate from everything. I don't believe that I am good enough to be one with God. I don't believe God would accept me. And I said, that's brief, but it pretty much says it all. I feel empty. Now what? Holy Spirit says, give it all to me and be willing to accept what I give back to you as yours. Give it all to me and be willing to accept what I give back to you as yours. How do I do that when I truly believe those thoughts? I'm afraid. And this was key. This was key. I wasn't just looking at thoughts in my mind at this point and saying, oh, that's just a thought. I'll let it go. I really, really, really believe this. How do you let go of something when you really, really believe it? It's not just a thought. It seems true. And here's what Holy Spirit said. Fear will keep you from me if you let it. It is the fear of God that is the last obstacle to peace, and you have clearly stated that it is God that you fear. And I did that, if you look above, especially at the last bullet where I said, I don't believe God would accept me. All right? That's it right there. So you have clearly stated that it is God that you fear. You can keep your fear and continue with the dream, or you can face your fear and discover once and for all that it is nothing. I am here. We are one. You are protected in truth, which is beyond illusion. So your protection is higher and stronger than you imagine. I've said before that I will not make you suffer, and I will not. But you can choose suffering for yourself by continuing to put your faith in illusions. And then I said, okay, so what do I do now? Mm-hmm. Specifically, please. And here's the answer. Just put your faith in me and do not ask for anything you are not given. And of course, remember I told you that I had received guidance to join with the Foundation for the Awakening Mind, leave my job, and move specifically here to where I live. All that other stuff I had put on top of it. And so what Holy Spirit is saying is, don't do that anymore. Just take exactly what I give you and follow that trail. Don't go putting more stuff on top of it. Don't go asking for more than I give you. Trust that what I'm giving you is leading you exactly where you want to go. So again, back to the answer. Just put your faith in me and do not ask for anything you are not given. I will continue to direct you specifically, but you will hear me more clearly if you do not ask specifically. And of course, you know, we got this, or I got this, in July of 2005, but many of you have known me for quite a while, so you know that I have continued to receive very specific guidance. And in fact, enough of it that I probably can't sit here and rattle it all off. But just as an example, I will share some of the specific guidance I was given. One thing, I was only with the Foundation for the Awakening Mind for 9 months. I received very clear and specific guidance when to leave the Foundation. And when I left the Foundation, there was no plan. And I actually think that is really important, because you can see how when I joined with the Foundation, although I was guided to go, there was still so much fear in me that I had to pile my imaginary plan on top of it. When the guidance came for me to leave the Foundation, by that time, I had strengthened in trust enough that I was willing to say yes and to cut with the Foundation completely with absolutely no plan, nothing. I had no idea what Holy Spirit had coming for me next, and I felt great about it. So you can see in 9 months that my trust increased, amazingly. About a week after I left the Foundation, I was doing dishes in the kitchen, and I received very specific guidance to begin the Foundation for the Holy Spirit with David Fishman and Phil Frisk. Not only was I given the name of the foundation, but exactly who to invite to be the other two directors. And I remember I was even a little shy emailing them, saying, I heard that you're supposed to be in the foundation with me. But of course, they both came back with very quick yeses. As I finished NTI, I think some of you know I was given very specific guidance not to look for a publisher. I was told a publisher would be provided, and of course a publisher was provided. And then, as you all know, I was given very specific guidance to join in a partnership with Laurent, which I've done. So very specific guidance has come. But just as it's saying in this message, none of that guidance came from asking for specifics. I was not asking Holy Spirit, okay, now what am I going to do now that I've left the foundation? I didn't ask. In fact, when I left the Foundation for the Awakening Mind without a plan, I literally walked around for a week saying this in my head. For like a week, I said, don't think, just trust. Don't think, just trust. So I wasn't asking for specifics. I was just saying to myself, don't think, just trust. And then the guidance came for the foundation. And I know that you all know that, I wasn't asking for anything. For example, when I received the guidance to join with Laurent, I had asked for something nonspecific. I had asked for something to bring me higher into love, but I had not asked for anything specific. So although I do not ask for specific guidance, I receive specific guidance. And we can see that Holy Spirit made this promise to me in July 2005, and now we have enough evidence to know, even with the ego mind, that Holy Spirit keeps its promises. So again, just put your faith in me and do not ask for anything you are not given. I will continue to direct you specifically, but you will hear me more clearly if you do not ask specifically. Let go of all desired outcomes in form. Seek only me, and all outcomes in form will point to me. It is like the scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz when he seemed to point in all directions. He was pointing home, because all paths lead home, and all paths will take you there. But you must not choose to be distracted along the way. Do not stop for shiny apples. You will find fear there. And if you do stop, remember me, and you will also find a miracle that will carry you further along your way. And of course, the shiny apples, if you've seen Wizard of Oz, you know that's the next scene after the scarecrow. That's the Tin Man scene. All things work together for awakening if that is the purpose you give it. You cannot fail. You can only choose how direct a path you take. So we can delay. We can take detours. But we cannot fail. Awakening will happen for everyone. And then I asked, and so now, today, right now, today, what do I do in order to step firmly and clearly back on the path? Answer, think of me in all you see and ask to see nothing more today. This will be enough, because this will be everything. Seek not in form, seek only in me. And of course, this is reminding me very, very much of what Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom, and all else will be given. So, Laurent, do you have anything to say?
No, I was just with you.
Yeah. I'm going to let go of the mic for a second because I'm very thirsty. So if anybody else has anything to say, it's a good time.